We are entering the eighth week of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, an event that, whether this is the intention or not, will result in famine in various countries around the world, but notably African nations. And I have a separate report on that, but I want to point out something to you here that's rather shocking, and it's how any talk of human depopulation is instantly characterized by search engines and AI engines as a conspiracy. So it's a depopulation conspiracy. And yet, I want to quote from you a 1969 New York Times article. The title is, "A Sterility Drug in Food is Hinted." And the article was written by Gladwin Hill. And if you ask AI about this particular article, and for example, I asked Claude about it, it will tell you all about the depopulation agenda. And then it will say, but it's a conspiracy theory. So let me read for you what Claude, this is from Anthropic, what Claude says about that article from 1969 in the New York Times. It says, well, I already read you the headline, the sterility drug. Subhead, biologist stresses need to curb population growth. By Gladwin Hill, November 25th, 1969. Hill was covering, this is the description from Anthropic. Hill was covering the opening day of the 13th National Conference of the U.S. Commission for UNESCO, held at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. The 100-member commission, appointed by the Secretary of State, included representatives of government, outside organizations, and the public Jew World Order. No, I'm not even making that up. That's in the article. The Jew World Order. Not the New World Order. The Jew World Order. Okay. And roughly 500 conservationists and others attended the two-day meeting, which that year focused on environmental problems. By the way, they've always portrayed human populations as an environmental problem. And this is the same kind of thinking that led decades later to the global warming agenda pushed by Al Gore and others, which then morphed into climate change, right? So this is the same kind of thing. Anyway, continuing on with what Anthropic Claude says, quote, the article's lead reported that Stanford biologist Dr. Paul Ehrlich, author of the bestseller The Population Bomb, 1968, raised the possibility in his remarks that governments might eventually feel compelled to add sterility drugs to reservoirs, that's the water supply, or to food aid shipped abroad as a way to slow population growth. Got it? So sterility drugs. Now, of course, you and I both know that later on they simply incorporated this into vaccines, but also into foods via pesticides and herbicides. Okay, continuing. Quote, Hill framed Ehrlich as a leading public crusader on the population issue, not as a policymaker. And then, here's a subhead. Ehrlich's specific proposals as reported. Number one, establishing a federal population commission with a substantial budget for public information campaigns. Number two, adding a temporary sterilant to a staple food, like, let's say, rice or wheat or whatever, or to the water supply, mentioned as a future possibility he envisioned. And number three, arguing that compulsory family size regulation might become necessary if voluntary measures failed. Got it? So, yeah, government mandates, basically reproduction lockdowns. That's what Ehrlich was proposing, and putting infertility drugs in the water supply and the food supply. Okay. Other voices in the article. Dr. Lee Dubridge, President Nixon's chief science advisor, who, according to the article, said population control should be a top priority for every government. Now, if that's not depopulation, I don't know what to call it, folks. That's straight up depopulation. Second one, Dr. Barry Commoner of Washington University in St. Louis, who challenged institutions, schools, churches, families, governments, and UNESCO itself to make zero population growth their central task. Now, does that sound familiar to anybody? Because, well, more recently, Bill Gates in the TED Talk said, how do we get to zero? Remember that? How do we get population growth to zero? And he had a formula, and he presented it on a screen. It's a whole formula for how you get to zero. And of course, Bill Gates has funded sterilization technologies and patents and ultrasound of men's testicles tested on African men and vaccines and more vaccines and more vaccines and funded the vaccine plandemic simulations before COVID. Remember all that? So yeah, this is all one giant spectrum of depopulation agendas spanning decades. It weaves its way through pesticides, global warming, climate change, vaccines, and now engineered famine by shutting off fertilizer from the Middle East through war. It's all the same agenda, folks. All the same agenda. Now, I read you those passages written by Claude, which is the AI engine of Anthropic. And clearly, it describes a depopulation agenda. It describes adding sterilants to the water, to the food, and making this a top priority for every government. Even President Nixon's chief science advisor chiming in on that, documented in the New York Times. And I'm not making this up. You can go back and you can check the New York Times article. I gave you the title, the author, the publication date, everything. You can go find it yourself. But despite all of that, every mainstream AI engine, and I've tested this with other engines, I'm talking about like Google and OpenAI, etc., they will all tell you it's a conspiracy theory, while at the same time, they report in their own answer that, yeah, it's, you know, they want to make it a top priority of every government in the world to achieve zero population growth, which is effectively depopulation. It's just the slower version of it instead of like killing everybody quickly. So that's what's interesting about this, is that the guardrails that are programmed into the AI engines are so strong that they will contradict their own output in order to try to paint depopulation agendas as a conspiracy theory when it is historical fact. Now, this idea of putting sterilants in the water and putting them in the food supply, etc., through other sources and other conversations, you'll find out that the number one continent that was the target of concern for population growth has been Africa. And you may recall that under apartheid in South Africa, they developed something called, or they were researching in pilot programs, self-replicating vaccines that were also depopulation or sterilization weapons that would shed from one person to another. So this technology is also well documented, but they just couldn't quite figure it out in the 1990s. Otherwise, they would have rolled it out, and what they were going to do was roll out a, quote, vaccine campaign, you know, for the good health of all the black people, and then they would inject all the black people with a self-replicating, you know, euthanasia vaccine, basically, and then those black people would shed the same, you know, death chemical onto other black people, and then all the black people in South Africa would die, and then the apartheid regime could take over. Kind of like the Greater Israel Project out of Israel today, except done with vaccines instead of bombs and genocide. But it's the same kind of, you know, attitude. Well, but of course, South Africa isn't the most populous nation in Africa, not by a long shot. The number one country that is of great concern to globalists right now in terms of population growth rates is Nigeria. Nigeria. Currently, 242 million, roughly, give or take. That's the current estimate. I looked it up. So less than the U.S. population, but growing much faster than almost any other country in the world. And if you project that out 25 years or so, Nigeria becomes one of the most populous nations on the planet, right there rivaling India and China. But there are other countries in Africa that also have substantial populations. Ethiopia at 139 million and Egypt at 120 million. And of course, there are many others, but those are the top three in Africa. And you see, the globalists, they have long sought to eliminate Africans in particular, through a number of methods. One of them I just mentioned, in South Africa, the self-replicating vaccines, which is almost kind of like Nazi technology, you could say, in terms of its philosophy, you know, its genocidal philosophy. And then through climate change and the global warming era, it's very clear to me that there have been efforts to try to stall any kind of industrial development in countries like Nigeria. A lot of economic sabotage that has been taking place, plus, you know, internal strife and CIA operations, that kind of thing. But the big kicker now is going to be food, because you're probably aware in years past of starvation in Ethiopia, for example. You've heard of starving people in Uganda, maybe in Sudan. You know, Egypt has had issues over history of famine or food scarcity here and there. And Africa is a continent that is, in many ways, many of its nations are right on the edge of famine. You know, the populations that tend to live in Africa, overall, on average, they have very little additional marginal discretionary income. And they spend a much larger percentage of their incomes on food than do people in countries like the UK or the United States or Canada, etc., or other wealthier nations, including Russia or China, for that matter. So it doesn't take much increase in the price of food to plunge African nations into social strife and famine. And I have a separate report on that that I'll be covering also, but I wanted you to see that depopulation has been an agenda since at least the 1960s. It continues to be a top agenda today. The thread of depopulation winds its way through many of the big scare stories of history, including, you know, the population bomb from Ehrlich, but also global warming and climate change. And that was a big one, trying to shut down combustion engines and shut down energy extraction and energy use, which, of course, energy becomes food. You know, food crops are really just kind of reconfigured hydrocarbons. So if you shut down oil and you shut down energy, then you shut down food and you shut down reproduction and family growth, etc. There have been other attacks on the family, such as the LGBT agenda, transgenderism, you know, just gay themes being pushed through all the media, so that because gay couples don't have children, obviously they do not reproduce biologically. So there are a number of themes to achieve depopulation, but also think about all the plastics, chemicals that are used in food packaging and in the food supply. Think about the pesticides and herbicides. Think about the plummeting sperm counts in men. And also think about the estrogen mimickers that are in the food supply, like soy products in particular. And that's where you get the phrase soy boys, who probably have no functioning sperm. I don't know. Not looking good. But through a cultural attack and a chemical attack and then an economic attack, and now, you know, a climate lie attack, the climate cultism, and now war, the globalists are ratcheting up the efforts. They keep upping the ante. Oh, and I forgot to mention vaccines right there. They keep upping the ante to find larger and larger and more catastrophic ways to take down huge numbers of human beings. In other words, another way to say that is that everything they tried up to now has actually failed. Even during COVID, human populations continued to grow after COVID. They didn't kill as many people as they had hoped, you know, with the bioengineered jabs and the lockdowns and everything else. So now they need a bigger crisis. They need to shut down the global energy and fertilizer supply that roughly 4 or 5 billion people in the world depend on in order to eat, because of, you know, we've covered it before, the Haber-Bosch process that turns natural gas into ammonia and then urea and then nitrogenous fertilizers, etc. If you don't have natural gas, you don't have modern fertilizer. And then at least half the world cannot eat, because you simply can't produce the food. Even on the same farmland, you can't produce the food output that is necessary to feed the current 8 billion people. You might be able to feed 4 billion, you know, maybe 4 billion, maybe 3 or 4 billion. We don't know the exact number, but it's roughly around half. And it's not that we're losing all natural gas around the world, but we're losing something like 20 to 25% of natural gas. And that will translate, if it's not, you know, resolved, that will translate into something like potentially, you know, it could be 1 billion people. It could be up to maybe 1.5 billion people. It's a big global famine scenario that is being engineered right now. But you're not allowed to call it depopulation. Not allowed to call it that, because that's a conspiracy. So see, they call it a conspiracy in order to try to tell the humans that everything's okay while they're also trying to kill you off through all these methods that we just mentioned. And they did kill tens of millions of people with the COVID jabs. And, oh, I forgot to mention the abortion industry also, which is part of Bill Gates' favorite depopulation agendas. So you have the abortion industry and the celebration of abortion, especially among, you know, black populations, where they really push abortion centers. And you know the history of Planned Parenthood. One of the founders used to call black people, quote, human weeds, which is a pretty disgusting thing to say about a group of people. But then again, Israel calls Palestinians pretty much the same thing, animals, and they have to, quote, mow the lawn. So that's similar to calling them human weeds, isn't it? But everywhere you go around the world now, you see that humans are under attack. But only, I should say, certain groups are under more aggressive attack than others. And this war in the Middle East is going to disproportionately impact African nations. So this is actually a plan to starve Africa, cause mass famine across Africa, while the wealthier nations, like the United States, can kind of buy their way out of this, and they can still manage to not have a mass die-off because they can afford to pay more for food, but across African nations, not so much. So I'll be covering this topic in more detail in another report all about the African nations and naming which ones are most vulnerable. In the meantime, if you want to stock up on some food, real food, certified organic, lab-tested, long-term storable, and I mean freeze-dried fruits, organic fruits, delicious, from blueberries and mango and raspberries and so much more, strawberries, in sealed number 10 steel cans for long-term storage, very long, many years, then we offer that at healthrangerstore.com. Healthrangerstore.com. Laboratory-tested, certified organic. We've also got Ranger buckets, mini buckets, mega buckets. Everything's made for durability, ruggedness. We don't use cardboard in our packaging. We don't use flimsy plastic inside a cardboard box. Nothing like that. Nothing that rodents or ants can get into. We have rugged packaging for long-term shelf life and high-density nutrition. So if you want to get squared away with more great food, clean food, shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening, and get ready. The famine is coming. You can also follow more of my reports at brightvideos.com, and you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's certified ingredients, of course. And you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our
sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support, and you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.